From Tidbits on October 28th, 2013, this is Enabling System Controlling Utilities in Mavericks by Adam C. Angst. Launch Bar, Text Expander, Keyboard Maestro, Rescue Time. These and many other utilities have one thing in common. They rely on macOS 10 support for assistive devices to perform tasks that are normally forbidden to applications. Because this setting can't be enabled by software, these apps always ask the user to turn it on at initial launch if it's not already enabled. In Scripting the Unscriptable in macOS 10 back from 2003, Matt Newberg explained this capability and where it came from. It's actually related to the Workforce Investment Act of 1998, a U.S. statute more commonly known as Section 508. In versions of macOS 10 before 10.9 Mavericks, enable access for assistive devices was a system-wide setting located in the accessibility pane, previously known as universal access, of system preferences. It was highly obscure, particularly because most users never understood the connection between assistive devices and clever Mac utilities. According to Shelley Brisbane, an accessibility expert and author of the forthcoming book iOS Access for All, the original goal of the Enable Access for Assistive Devices option was to make it possible for special hardware devices to drive software that would in turn control the Mac's interface. The device could, for instance, have a switch that would drop menus or click buttons. For the most part, however, this accessibility feature instead ended up being used by mainstream utilities that need to control various aspects of the operating system and other applications like a puppet master, clicking buttons and invoking commands behind the scenes. Such capabilities are normally prohibited to apps, and hooking into the accessibility system gave these utilities significantly more exposure into the underpinnings of macOS 10. That's all fine, but Apple changed things in Mavericks in two major ways. First, the feature has moved from working system-wide to a per-app basis, giving users more granular control and better security, since malicious software can't ride on the coattails of system-wide access, as some keyloggers used to. Second, because you're basically granting permission to a piece of software to control your Mac, the interface for controlling this permission moved to the security and privacy pane of system preferences, under accessibility. In fact, Mavericks improves on the previous situation in another way, too, with the introduction of the switch control options in the accessibility preference pane. They allow the Mac to be controlled by one or more switches, such as from a gamepad or other assistive device. A YouTube video from Luis Perez explains more. Apps that need to control your computer appear in the accessibility list in Security and Privacy after you launch them. You'll start seeing new alerts directing you to this preference pane as utilities are updated for Mavericks. And, in fact, because the permissions are now on a per-app basis, you'll get a request from every app that needs permission. The previous blanket permission from selecting Enable Access for Assistive Devices no longer applies. To give such an app permission to control your Mac as necessary, click the lock icon, enter your administrator password, and then select the checkbox next to the app in question. If a utility that requires such accessibility permissions isn't working as expected, it's worth making sure it's enabled in the accessibility list. As a minor aside, clicking the lock to make changes is required for items in the accessibility list and the location services list, but not for contacts, calendars, reminders, Twitter, or Facebook, likely because the former two apply to all user accounts on the Mac, rather than just the current account. Nevertheless, it's an example of atrocious interface on Apple's part. Why should the lock apply to some of these lists, but not others? Anyway, you'll notice in the screenshot in the article that Skype and System Preferences are in that list, but I haven't given them permission. That's because I have no idea why they would need it, and it's a bad idea to give such broad control to any application without knowing why it's necessary. You might also wonder why the activity monitoring utility Rescue Time is in the list. A release note says it helps Rescue Time increase accuracy by correctly determining when you switch windows. In the end, the changes in Mavericks are a good thing. But since the previous situation was nearly inscrutable and the accessibility system is still being used by mainstream utilities, users are bound to remain confused. But now you know what's going on, so help spread the word. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Barebones, CrashPlan, Smile, ScanSnap, Tonks Coffee, and Avatron Software. If you like listening to our articles, please visit our podcast page on iTunes and leave a rating and a review. To find it, click the podcast link in the upper left of the Tidbits homepage at tidbits.com. Once there, you can also follow article links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app. I'm Adam Angst, and hope this sheds some light on a somewhat confusing situation.